For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Let's start this segment with this premise. Racism is bad for your health, whether you're the victim or the perpetrator of it. To discuss this, I'm very pleased to have with us today Dr. Cato Lorenzen, university professor at UConn. Just one of his many well-earned titles. If I read them all, we will be here all day. Doctor, I saw the results of a study from you and your colleagues that concluded black people statewide as of April 1st had a higher rate of infection and death from COVID-19 in comparison to their population percentage. Do you feel the results are still representative as to where we are now?
Well, yes. We actually published the first peer-reviewed study on COVID-19 in blacks actually in the country. And it really was prompted by what we saw on the internet, where there were questions of as to whether blacks actually were immune to COVID-19, which we thought was really dangerous to even place that on the internet. But and what we found in the initial study, what that in terms of both numbers of cases and rates and also death rates, were higher in blacks per 100,000. Subsequently, it's been borne out not only in Connecticut, but across the country. If we examine the totality of the data that's available, blacks in the country make up 13% of the population in America, and 25% of the deaths from coronavirus.
How do you feel the pandemic intersects with the events post the police killing of George Floyd in Minnesota?
Well, I think that we are experiencing in America a double pandemic. And that double pandemic is racism and COVID-19. These issues of racism are not subtle and they're not nuanced. And I think that part of America has had a bit of a disbelief about racism and naming racism and describing racism. And I think that one of the things that's happened, I think because of the things that have happened in the last few weeks or so, is that no one can claim that racism doesn't exist or racism is mild or we can overcome this easily. I think that that because of the events that have taken place, it's very, very clear that racism is a huge problem in this country and that we need to address it head on.
The general impacts of racism on the health of those who are being discriminated against. What do you see in your research?
We know that there's a concept of allostatic load, or the wear and tear that one has in terms of living, and that racism has effects in terms of increasing this allostatic load in black individuals. And that increase in allostatic load contributes to disease, contributes to rates of infection, complications from infection. There are papers that have described neurodegenerative disorders that are exacerbated by racism, and also even metastatic cancer. We published a paper on COVID-19, perhaps a bit prophetically. We also published a paper the month before on racial profiling. And specifically, that racial profiling is a public health and health disparities issue. For instance, one study showed that that blacks who witness or see that an unarmed black person is killed by police actually have increased risks of having mental health referrals. It's interesting, not in whites.
What do you think the adverse health effects of racism are on those who actually do the discriminating or benefit from the discrimination?
As you may know, I'm editor-in-chief of the Journal of Racial and Ethnic Health Disparities, and a paper that was published is entitled Strange Harvest. And this is a paper that examined the counties in which large numbers of blacks were lynched in the South, and examined the mortality rates of individuals in these counties now. And what was found was that these counties in which there were high rates of lynching had high rates of mortality for whites now in those counties.
Today in 2020 or today, whenever. Sure.
Today in the 2000s. And so while we this is an area that's not been explored, this implies that there are clearly health effects of racism that actually transcend even the world of black people.
As a man of science, how concerned are you that state reopenings combined with all the protests that we are seeing going on will usher in a huge second wave that will be particularly devastating to communities of color?
Well, I'm concerned about issues of reopening in general and in terms of communities of color. And the reason is that a number of the criteria that are utilized when one looks at numbers of COVID-19 cases in a state, for instance, to per 100,000 individuals, and examines those sorts of numbers in terms of deciding whether a state should open or not. Well, if we look at black and brown communities, for instance, we're reviewing some of the data on COVID-19 infections in the state of Connecticut. And what we're finding is that the levels per 100,000 of COVID-19 infections, at least last week, mirrored some of the highest levels of COVID-19 for whites at the peak of the COVID-19 epidemic. And so my point is that we need to make decisions based upon not the average person that in terms of the state, but we need to make decisions based upon different groups in the state and what their specific needs will be. If we take aggregate numbers in terms of making decisions about in terms of hospitalizations or numbers of individuals who are per 100,000 who are infected, we may be doing a disservice to black and brown, especially our indigenous population.
Dr. Cato Lorenzen, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your thoughts.
Great. Thank you so much.